back February 8th, 2025. I hope everyone's having a good weekend. I knew it was too good to be true. We had some clear skies pretty much all over the United States over the last couple days, but that is no longer the case. Take a look at the Northeast and also the central part of the U.S. just underneath the Great Lakes. We've also got a large mess taking place in southern Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and eventually all moving east into Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, you name it. Now, luckily, this is not the fog or any of that weird crap we've been seeing in Florida making people sick. This could be anything from light dimming going on to any one of many weather modification type projects going on. For those of you that don't know, we literally have an agreement with Canada to discuss all weather modification that takes place in the U.S. that may cross over into Canada. So for those of you that think this doesn't exist, it's right there. All you have to do is look. You know, weather modification, cloud seeding, it's not always about making it rain or controlling storms. No, this goes way deeper. They spray the skies to dim the sun out. And of course, they use excuses like global warming and things like that. But in all reality, what it's doing is it's limiting the amount of sun we are getting as humans. And when that happens, we start to get sick, lethargic, and we don't really notice it right away because it doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time, and eventually we're wondering why we're always sick or why we're at the doctor's more than usual. And a lot of it is just lack of basic sunlight, vitamin D. So when you're talking to someone about this modification or cloud seeding or things like that, there's many, many reasons why it happens. It's not just about making it rain or controlling a hurricane. And you can see that example taking place mostly in Pennsylvania and New Jersey right now, as you could see those lines very much defined in the sky over the entire state, basically. But as of right now, from what I know, it is clear in basically all parts of PA. So we're looking at a sun dimming type deal going on. So that is not something you want to see. But then we scroll down to underneath the Great Lakes, Kentucky, Tennessee. This big blob area is completely covered and it will move east into the Carolinas and eventually all the way to the East Coast to the beaches, where there will be even more blocking of sunlight. It's like clockwork, my friends. It does not end. And just when you think it's going away, it pops right back up. Now, with all that said, you gotta stay vigilant. Please keep sending in your videos of the sky. If you see anything weird up there, it is important to document it and get it online as soon as possible, because there is an active campaign to silence this info or at least try to stop the info from coming out, or these false fact-checking deals that go on nonstop over the internet. We are seeing some help in that regard where it's not as censored, and some of these social media websites that are known for censorship may be getting a complete overhaul. That is how this should work, my friends. It is free speech, and we need to talk about all of this stuff. All right, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. I will be back later on or tomorrow with another video. Please check out X, Instagram, and the other social media accounts for quicker updates. All right, everyone, take care. Bye-bye.